We're learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chavav Amar Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Chavav Amar Aleph, continuing the sugya about sleeping with your tefillin on. Tani Chada, there's one braisa that says, Yashan Odom Tefillin Shinas Arai, Avloy Shinas Kva. One braisa says, you let us sleep with your tefillin, a temporary sleep, but not a solid sleep. Vetani Yidach, another braisa says, Bein Kva, Bein Arai. Both Kva and Bein Arai is Mutter. Even let us sleep for a long time. You can't even do a little nap. Not a little nap, but not a long sleep. So what's going on? Three different braises. The Mer says, loikasha. It's not shver. If you're holding your tefillin in your hands, then you can't take any type of sleep, because you might drop it. You might fall out of your hand. Even a small sleep, you shouldn't do that. If it's on your head, the halacha is, you can take a short sleep. But a longer sleep, a kva, is also shemi yafiach bem. And the third braisa is how the paras sudra aleha. It was covered with a sudra. And it was sitting next to your head while you went to sleep. So then you could take even a full sleep, like Rashi says, you want to go to sleep. What you do with tefillin, you cover with a bag and you put it next to your head. The kama shinas ari. What's an example of shinas ari that was saying it's mutter with tefillin? Tani Rami Chesko de hiluch me ama. The time it takes to walk 100 amas, which is a shiloh. Some say it's around 1 minute, around 55 seconds to 1 minute. That's how long it takes to walk 100 amos. That's how long you're allowed to take a nap with tefillin on. More than that, you can't. Tayin amahachi. This shear of mei amah is also in a braisa. Tayin amahachi. Hayosham tefillin. Someone sleeping in tefillin with raw carry, and he had a discharge raw carry. So Allah is like Rashi says that when he has carry on him, he has to have his tefillin off, but he can't touch the tefillin either. So what do? He has to take the tefillin off to wash himself off, and then he put the tefillin back on. So he can't touch it with his hands. We can't touch the backs of the tefillin, the bottom with his hands. So what does he do? He holds onto Ritzuah and he takes it off that way. Usually not a whole tefillin with Ritzuah, because that's like a bazillion. But here, you're not allowed to touch the ketzitza itself. You can't actually hold the backs, the bottom of the tefillin, because while someone's about carry, you can't do that. Divrei Rav Yaakov. The Chacham say, Yashon Odom betefillin Shinas Arai. A person is allowed to sleep shinas arai with tefillin, but not shinas kvar. V'kama shinas arai, how much is shinas arai? K'dei hiluch me'ama, the time it takes to walk 100 amas. Now, what is Rabbi Yaakov? They're not talking to each other. So Taisis on Baram Chavav Amar Aleph talks about that. He says, the Pashas Loshes Mashma, the Rabbi Yaakov holds, even shinas kvar is mutter. And the whole shaila is, we saw Kerry has to take it off by pulling out the Ritzuah. But Rabbi Chaim say, no, you now take a full sleep at all. The only thing I do is Shinas Arai. So that's one way to learn the Machlekes. Tois doesn't like that pshat so much, that someone actually holds the Shinas Kvaz Mutter. And therefore, Tois has a second pshat, and he says that they all agree that Shinas Kvaz Aser. The Machlekes is a Mutter to even have a Shinas Arai at night. That according to the Chachamim, you're now allowed to take a nap at night, because it might turn into a kva. Mashenkin Rabbi Yaakov holds it is mutter. That's the other way of learning the machlekes. Amar Rav, also la odom lishayim v'yoyim yoyisim v'shinas asus. A person is not asleep by day more than the shinas of asus, the kama shinas asus, shisinishme, 60 breaths, which is a big shaila, how long that is. Most mefarshim and taitch means around a half hour. You shouldn't sleep by day more than a half hour. What's the reason? Rashi says, because bittel tayru. By day, you have to learn. You have to learn by day. You have to learn at night also. But night's made to sleep and day's made to learn the whole whatever you could. So to take a long nap is usher, at least in the weekday. On Shabbos, it's mavuya in the halacha that on Shabbos it's a oinig, and therefore on Shabbos it is mutter to take a longer nap. But in the weekday, more than a half hour nap is not really allowed. It's not really allowed. That's what it says. Also, when Rav Bar Achmeni took a nap, that was like Rav, and didn't more than a half hour. And Rav learned it because the Rebbe learned it from Rebbe, who was his Rebbe. But the Rebbe learned it from David, because David. The David, there's my Sarah, David didn't sleep more than a half hour at a time. David Kasusya. Like a sus. For the sus is Nishmi, and sus is 60 breaths. A big shaila, because David HaMelech was even by night, he didn't sleep more than that. It's exactly what the limud is, but like upon him, someone should not sleep more than 60 breaths by day. Abaya took a nap from the time it takes to go from Pavadis to Rekuvi, which Rashi teaches, it means Shisa Parsi, which is 24 mil, which is 24 times 18 minutes, which is close to 7 hours. Kari Aler Rav Yosef, Ad Mosai Otzel Tishkov, Mosai Tokum Shosecha. And Poshtaich means, how long would a lazy one sleep? When is he going to wake up from his sleep? But it's still a pella to say Abaya did that. So maybe it was just a one-time thing, or this year is a little less. It's a big shout what it means exactly. But Kapana, maybe he stayed up the whole night and learned, and still it was a taina. But the Pashtub Shandang Mara says that Abaya took a very long nap, and Rav Yosef called on him this Pasuk, Ad Mosai Otzel Tishkov, Mosai Tokum Mishnosecha. Someone who goes to sleep by day, if he wants, he could take off his tefillin. If he wants, he leaves it on. Of course, you shouldn't put on your tefillin when you're going to sleep, but it was on anyway. There were tefillin by day in those days, the whole day. So when he goes to sleep by day, if he wants, he could take it off. If he wants, he could leave it on. By night, he has to take it off. He doesn't leave it on. And what's the reason? The reason is because he might land up sleeping a shinas kva, which is also to sleep a shinas kva when you have tefillin, like we said, shema yafiach b'hem. Rabbi Yitzi Omer, Rabbi Yitzi adds on another halacha. Not arguing, he's adding on another halacha. Hayaladim lo'ilim chaltzim ve'imanichim. Young bachurim should always, even by day, take off the tefillin before they go to sleep, meshiragilim betumah, because they're ruggled, they have a lot of herurim, they're ruggled to see carry. So what do you see? It sounds like sounds like about is not allowed to wear tefillin, and that's not pashas da halacha. And we always pass like Rabbi Yosi. So Balkari is not a wear tefillin. That means someone who didn't go to the mikvah is also a wear tefillin. And somehow we saw Rabbi Yosi's words that even though they asked that Rabbi Yosi just said they might see carrying that for sure is worse. But like upon them, the Gemara saw Rabbi Yosi in this taich of Rabbi Yosi that somehow Balkari is also and that's shver because always pass like Rabbi Yosi. Am Abai is a different problem. The Yolodim and the Shasayim mom. Don't wait, Yolodim and they're sleeping with their wives. Askinon. Shemi Voda Hega Odova. Maybe they come to Tashmish while they're wearing tefillin. That's definitely Osir. Therefore, we don't let them by day even take a little nap with that tefillin because they might come to Tashmish Amita and that's for sure Osir. And that's how it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. That's definitely Osir with the tefillin. Tan Rabbanan. Shachach Vashimish Mitasa with tefillin. Someone forgot and he was Mishamish his Mito with tefillin on. So he has to take it off. He can't even take off his tefillin with the ritzua, because here it's worse than standby carry. Here his hands might be tummy, because he might have touched a tumadika place. Because his hands touched different places, and therefore maybe he touched Mokabai Tanaif as a dirty place, and he has to wash his hands before he touches the tefillin. Adkan, the sugya of sleeping with tefillin, which the makar is in this Gemara, sleeping with tefillin, and from that we saw a little bit about sleeping out of a sukkah. We came out lemaisa sleeping out of a sukkah, even shinas arai is aser, and the reason is because in kavala shina, sometimes even a small sleep might be chashav enough to be called a sleep. Now I want to go back to eating out of the sukkah. We learned in the last Mishnah, you're allowed to eat achilas arei chutzah sukkah, which the Gemara had two pshatim, either means two, three bayim or one bayim. Pazok the Mishnah, ma'isav avilo Rabbi Yechon ha-mezakeh litoy mesah tavshol. They one time brought Rabbi Yechon ha-mezakeh to taste a certain dish. Vilo Rav Gamil, shteikah savas, they brought two figs without the pits, pashtah means vidlisha mayim and a pitcher of water. And really, you don't have to eat that in the sukkah. V'omru helo masukkah. When they gave food to Rav Tzadok, he ate less than a kebeya of bread, not luba mappa. He wrapped his hands in a mappa. He didn't do until sedayim. But ochlu chutz the sukkah, and he ate it out of the sukkah like bir hacharav. He didn't bench. And the reason is he's eating less than a kazayis. So first of all, you don't have to eat in a sukkah if you eat bread less than a kazayis. He didn't wash his hands because he told you don't need until sedayim. The only reason he wrapped his hands is only because in the kios, Rashi says. Only because of cleanliness. And he didn't make a bracha achrein, he didn't bench. He didn't bench afterwards because he holds v'chalta v'savata v'rachta that you need a chilish yosh by svia, which is a shir kebeya, and eat less than a kebeya, and therefore he didn't make a bracha afterwards. Of course, Rashi speaks out, he made a bracha before. That's definite, but not a bracha afterwards. So he had those three coolers. And the reason is because it's less than a bay, you're not mechuyiv. And the Ran says that the reason why he brings the Rav Tzadok is to teach us that even though we know that you're supposed to eat everything in the sukkah, raise a meshubach to eat everything in the sukkah, but even a Talmud Chacham does not have to eat in the sukkah if somebody is not mechuyev, it's reza meshubach, but he does not have to eat in the sukkah. That's the Ran speaks out, that's the pshat. Zokte Gemara Vaite. Maisa listar, the Gemara brings a Maisa, it says in the last Mishnah, that oichlin mechilas are chutz sukkah. Then the Gemara brings a Maisa that says that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai and Rabbi Gamil ate in the sukkah. So Maisa listar, it's a stira to the halacha, the eating out of the sukkah. So Gemara chasuri mechsura. Baruch Ketani. So I'm missing the Mishnah. And in this case, let's read it. Ben bo lahachmer la'atzmoi. If someone wants to be machmer on himself, machmer. He could be machmer. But let's be mishum yura. It's not called yura. It's not called being haughty to say, I want to eat dafka in the sukkah. There's nothing wrong with that. And they said, Taka, bring it to the sukkah. So bring a raya to this idea that if someone wants to eat in the sukkah, it's definitely praiseworthy. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not mechzi ki yura. That's what we're bringing this down for. Uksnoslor of Tzaddik, on top of Chavzayin, Uksnoslor of Tzaddik, Ocho Pachos Mekabeya, he ate less than a Kabeya, not Lu Bemapa. He wrapped his hands in a mappa. He didn't make a bracha of benching afterwards because he held less than a gebeya. Does not need benching. So what state on in the Mishnah is that when you eat two kosavos, the halacha is that it's only within chumrah to eat in the sukkah. But meikar adin eat out of the sukkah. So in the Maran Yuma has two pshatim. What's pshat? Shtei kosavos, two figs are mutter to eat. Out of the sukkah. One pshat of the Gemara is because it's less than a shir kebeya. Two kasavas were out of pit, two figs, two dates were out of pit is less than a kebeya. That is one pshat of the Gemara Yuma. Another pshat of the Gemara Yuma is because peiros are not chayiv in sukkah, and that's how Rav Rishon and Paskin, that peiros are not chayiv in sukkah at all. But Zot the Gemara Vayit, let's finish the Mishnah. The Gemara says, ha kebeya, but if it would be a baya, it's mashal by a sukkah. Let me have a tufta, the Rav Yosef Abaya. Both Rav Yosef and Abaya said on Chavavam Aleph. Rav Yosef said 2-3 bayim is still mutter, and Abaya said a baya is mutter. And here it's mashal less than a baya is mutter, a kebaya is also. So Gemara says it wouldn't be a right for our Mishnah. Because you know why it says dafka less than a baya, not kebaya? For the other two halachos. Netila o bracha. That loy bayi only if it's less than a gebeya. Ha kebeya bayi natila bracha. If it's gebeya, it needs a tila bracha.